Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you so much this morning for your presence. We pray that, Lord, let the entrance of your word give us light and give us understanding. Father, we pray, oh God, that as we listen to your word, let your word have impact on our lives. And Lord, may we be young people who will pay heed to your word. And at the end, Lord, we declare that our lives will be better, our lives will change by the hearing of your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Oh, I said amen. God bless you. You may take your seat. I'm starting to preach. Amen. Oh, Kofi, sit here. Don't go far. Sit here. Okay. And take your Bible. You are all welcome to our first service in the year 2022. One of the things we'll be starting is the first service. Okay. Because I've noticed that most of you come early, but even as you come, okay, you are not doing anything. You are there for second service to start. But I think that as we have come, one of the things we need to do is also to occupy ourselves with the word of God. All right. And I also want to announce to you that this is the main service. Yeah, this is the main service. This is where I have so much energy to preach. Okay, so anybody who misses the first service has missed a lot of things. Amen. And in this first service, I'll be sharing with you very important things. Okay, very, very important things. Grace, do you understand? So don't miss first service. Encourage your friends also to come. Ah, Kofi, they've brought our this. Ah, I think. Pastor Joy, thank you very much. So in the first service, what we'll be doing is that we are going to be learning so many important things. Okay. You cannot have enough of the word of God. We cannot say that you have listened so much to the word of God that it's enough. No, there's nothing like that. Okay. And I'll be preaching from Bishop's book called Spiritual Dangers. Spiritual Dangers. And I think that it is one of the things that young people need to know. And Spiritual Dangers is about four books put together. I think we have strangeness, we have duality, we have all about fornication, and then we also have beauty. I think it's about four or five books put together. All right. But in the first service, I'll be starting on the topic called the danger of a dual life. The danger of a dual life. And I want to say that this particular topic is a topic that we all need to know. Very important. We all need to know the danger of a dual life. All right. As you go to school, you will see that we have core subjects and we have elective subjects. One of the core, you see, core subjects are very important subjects. Very, very important subject. So, when you don't pass your core subject, you cannot go, or you cannot progress. You can pass all your elective subjects, but when you fail one core subject like English, you can't make it in life. It is the same thing with this thing we are calling a dual life. When we say something is dual, It means two. So those of you who do social studies or citizenship education, they teach you something we call dual citizenship. So dual citizenship is one person who is in two countries, or somebody who is a citizen of two countries. So if you say you are a dual citizen of Ghana and Togo, it means that you are a citizen in Ghana and you are also a citizen in Togo. All right? This is one person. Under normal circumstance, everybody is supposed to have only one, or you must be a citizen of one country. But there are some people, by virtue of where their parents are coming from, okay? If your father comes from Germany, okay, and your mother is a Ghanaian, and you are born, okay, you are a citizen of Ghana, and you're also a citizen of Germany. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah, and sometimes also, a country can confer citizenship on you. So, no, I'm not used to go. Let me use another country. Let's say U.S. Do you see? If you're a citizen of U.S., it's better. It's better than Congo. Okay, so they can say that, oh, you are a citizen of, even though you are a Ghanaian, okay, and your name is Erabna Asante. Do you understand? Jacqueline Erabna Asante. Pure Ghana girl. But America can say that, oh, based on A, B, C, D, we want to make you a citizen of America. Oh, clap for Jacqueline. Yeah. So that is what we call a dual citizenship. Now, let's come back to, I'm trying to explain the meaning of the word dual. Dual means two. Kela, do you understand? Two. Now, let's come back to our topic of discussion. There are people in this life, okay, who are Christians, all right? They practice Christianity, and then they also practice part of worldly things. Do you understand? It's a very important subject I'm preaching. Okay. Duality is practiced by people who have received Christ but do not change completely. You can be a Christian, but you have not changed completely. When you say you are a Christian, the expectation is that you must change completely. Are you understanding what I'm explaining? You must change. Your change must be a complete change. A complete change. Oh, Pastor Emma, you're welcome. Please, you can take your seat. Oh, better than name what? Who could social nose marks? You are scared of the Omicron. They say there's a new one called Omicron. That one is more dangerous than the corona. Omicron. So you don't want to get Omicron. Jesus Christ. Do you understand? Your change, if you say first you were a thief and you have come to Christianity, you say that, oh, you have changed, you are now a Christian, our expectation of you is that your change must be complete. Anything that is not complete is dangerous. Yeah, anything that is not complete. Be very careful of something that is not complete. Somebody has not complete school. It's a serious thing. It's even better if you have not been to school before. Yeah. Or you are learning something and you have not learned the thing completely. You can prepare, you can prepare granule soup, but not completely. We can't eat your granule soup. Because if we eat your granule soup, we get diarrhea. Somebody who has gone to medical school, but he has not completed the school completely. It's a dangerous thing. Yeah. Because people can learn things in bits and pieces, an incomplete type of learning. So you can be a Christian, but your change is not complete. So anybody that practice or has received Christ, and the person also has some secret life that is not in conformity with the Christian life, we say the person is living a dual life. Duality is also a state of living a life with double standards. you behave differently here, and you also behave different. When you come to church, there is a way you behave. When you go home also, there's a way you behave. When you go to school, there's a way you behave. We say that you are living a dual life. Let me quote a scripture to explain to you what I've been talking about. Matthew chapter 23, verse 27. Matthew 23, verse 27. Let's go there. Before you say that, when we started, we've not quoted any scripture. He said that, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." So another word to explain duality is hypocrisy. Yeah, hypocrite. Or a pretender. Somebody who pretends to be what is not. A hypocrite. A hypocrite is somebody who says something and does another. Yeah. Woe unto you, scribes. And in those days, the scribes are the doctors, the intelligent people. Pharisees. Hypocrites. For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward. Do you understand one thing? You are beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Who has another version? That your version says what? Get my Kofi. What version are you reading? NIV. Okay, so read NIV. Then somebody else will read.
Woe to you, teachers of the law.
Woe to you, teachers of the law.
And Pharisees. You hypocrites.
You hypocrites.
You are like whitewashed tombs.
You are like whitewashed tomb.
Which look beautiful on the outside.
Which look very beautiful on the outside.
But on the inside are full of bones of the dead and everything unclean.
And it, yes. Give what version is this? Good news. Give us a good news version.
How terrible for you.
How what?
Terrible for you.
How terrible for you.
Teachers of the law.
Teachers of the law. Pharisees. Mm-hmm.
You hypocrites. Mm-hmm. You are like whitewashed tombs, mm-hmm. which look fine on the outside.
You look fine on the outside,
but are full of bones and decaying corpses on the inside.
And you are full of bones and decay corpses in the inside. Yeah. The spirit of duality is the spirit of hypocrisy. Yeah. And you see, it is here that Jesus has addressed this spirit of hypocrisy. Jesus himself is, if you read your, if you have a good Bible, it is in red. Yeah, it's in red. Anything that you read that is in red, it means Jesus said it. And Jesus is attacking this spirit of hypocrisy with a certain full vigor. And he's saying that if you are fine on the outside, you come to church, you are very spiritual, you lift up your hands, you lead praise and worship, you do all the, you come here, you give offering. Oh, dancing stars, you are inside. Praise and worship, you dance, choir, you have a very beautiful voice. Church, when we see you, we see the Holy Spirit. You are a deputy God. That is, you are fine outside. But within, when you leave the premises of the church, your character is different. When you appear at a place that nobody knows you, your character is different. That is what we are explaining by what we call duality. Yeah. And I was saying that duality, or the spirit of duality, is a spirit. The spirit of duality is the spirit of hypocrisy. The hypocrite. Yeah. Hypocrite. You do one thing, or you do one thing here, and then you do another here. Some of you are very nice at church. You come to church, but in the house, you are a monster. You don't respect your father. You don't respect your mother. You have another life. You see? And it should be your aim that you are able to diagnose this disease early. That's why I'm saying that this thing is a commerce. This thing I'm preaching is a, it can happen to anybody. It can happen to the chorister. It can happen to the instrumentalist. It can happen to the ushers. It can happen to the dancing stars. It can happen to the pastor. It can happen to the reverend. It can happen to the bishop. It can happen to the pope. It is a topic that you must be afraid of. And you should tell yourself that when nobody is watching me, you see, I always explain to people what integrity means. Integrity is doing the right thing when nobody is watching you. Yeah. You see, and sometimes it is your secret lives that carry weight or they mean a lot. Your secret life. Yeah. And you must be careful because anybody who comes to church, you are prone to this particular cancer. If you say you are a weed smoker, we don't care. I mean, you have publicly declared to us that you are a prostitute. You don't go to church. This duality doesn't apply to you. And you see, this particular topic, it applies more to young people. Because it is young people that we are given to change. Because you see, sometimes you want to impress. You like to impress. Yeah. You have your girls or your boys at school. When you appear at school, your name changes. You are the nickname they call you at school. When your father hears it, he will collapse. The way your friends call you, the type of nickname they call you, when your father hears that name, he will collapse. You have to send him to 37 and put oxygen on him. But your father cannot believe that. Is this my son? Yeah. So, you see, and sometimes young people become or they live a dual life because of acceptance. You see, because you want to be accepted by your weed smoking friends.
Yeah.
See, young person coming, doing well. Suddenly, say he's a rock star. Yesterday, I saw somebody has changed his status. And the person write, happy birthday, superstar. So I WhatsApp the person. I asked the person, this person, is he a superstar? And he said, oh, that's how they call him. And I said, oh, if he's a superstar, how come I don't know him? Superstar, then we must know you. Yeah. You see, people have put some two words together. They said they've done album. Young boy coming up. You have done album. You have a stage name already. They've pushed you on poster to come and perform. Hey. But you see, when you also come to church, the same person holds a microphone. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice. And people are clapping for you. But you see, what it is that on the outside, you look very sanctimonious, very spiritual, very decent. I mean, we can use all the adjectives to describe you. But inside, you are corrupt, dead, decay, rotting bones, full of uncleanness. And that is what Jesus is trying to address.
I don't know why you are not clapping. Maybe I'm not preaching well. Now I'm not preaching well. Maybe I'll let you come and preach before you leave us and go to school. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you must be afraid. I'm telling you, you must
be afraid. When your life is different, or when you have different lives, all your friends who know you, they should know you. Yeah. I don't know, but my friend who know me, they know. Oh, they know that. Look, those who know me, they know that. Look, why me? When it comes to church, it's church. Yeah. They should know your life. You cannot live a double life. No. One leg of you cannot be in the world and another leg is in church. It is not possible. It is not possible. So, I am campaigning against duality. Having a dual life is a very dangerous thing to do. Yeah. Today you are here. Tomorrow you are here. Next week you are there. Your life is different.
at home, your father calls and say, you are very disrespectful. You are, when they send you, you don't go. When you come to church, oh, pastor, please, is there anything that I can do to help the growth of the church? Hey! Yeah. When you are disrespectful, you must be disrespectful across. That's what I'm saying. That this particular preaching, it doesn't apply to people who are not born again. Because we all know you are a laggard. We all know you don't go to church. So, what is the dual of that life again? No. Yeah. We should see you in church. You are a dancing star. You the same person in the area. Unless you don't hear Kofi Kenate's song, you jump to it. Yeah. When that happens, we say you are a hypocrite. So I'm trying to explain a dual life to you. And I'm saying that it's a dangerous. Jesus told the Pharisees and the scribes, woe to you. When somebody says woe to you, it's a very serious thing. It is be careful. It's a season of warning. The person is warning you. Be careful. Be careful. You see, when your mother calls you, say, be careful. It's a serious thing. Be careful. These friends you are working with, be careful. These girls, that, be careful. It's a season of warning. And Jesus was warning them. And he says that, be careful, scribes and Pharisees. Be careful on the type of life that you are living. Be careful. Be careful. No, when I'm preaching, you come, don't greet me. I'm preaching, I've come. This is not school. Your teacher, does he wear suit? You see, my tie is from America. This tie is from America. You don't think it's from America. Why would I lie to you? Yeah. Be careful. So that's what Jesus is saying. That those of you with double lives, be careful. He said, you are nice outside. When the people see you, they see you. You see, that is why sometimes there is what we call a shock. Do you understand? Because we all know you to be a good boy. Then suddenly, we say, you are into Sakawa. They say, how? How did it happen? Do you see? Because we've never seen this boy working with Sakawa boys before. So, what happened? It means that even though you were coming to church, you were living another life we don't know about. And you see, that thing is a very dangerous thing to do. Revelation 3:16. Let me quote a scripture from Revelation. Revelation 3:16. Please quickly and read to me. Please, next week the screen must work. First service is also part of the church service. Revelation 3:16. It says what?
But because you are lukewarm.
Now, you can say that lukewarmness is equivalent to duality. But because you are lukewarm,
neither hot nor cold.
Neither hot nor cold. Listen. Jesus' aim. Kofi, is that thing in red? Jesus said it. Jesus, your Bible, dear, it's not a good Bible. It's in red. Jesus said it. Anytime you read the Bible, the thing is in red. Jesus said it. Jesus said that because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor. So Jesus is trying to say, look, I'm not fighting with you. But if you be hot, be hot. Prince, if you be hot, be hot. Jesus is also not fighting with you. If you be cold, be cold. But one of the things Jesus is not happy about is lukewarmness. Lukewarm. A horny hole. Is that how they say it in tree? A horny hole. Somebody have asked you, what will you eat? Medi fufu kakra ni jollof kakra. No. Medi fufu. He said, so what is Jesus saying? He said, because you are lukewarm.
Neither hot nor cold.
Neither hot. What will happen to you?
I'm going to spit you out of my mouth.
Oh, I'm not preaching well this morning. I'm going to spit you. I will not accept you. So even as you are coming to church, you are wasting your time. So you see, most of us, as we come to church, young people, I'm telling you, you are wasting your time. No. You see, your boys in class 3, your boys in class 5, they are the people that are making you live a certain life. Sometimes, I don't know whether these boys, they give a word. Because they seem to influence your life so much. Yeah. He said, God is saying that, look, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to spit you out of my... When you are little, you just... This is a service. This is a service. I'm going to spit you. I've never heard anybody say he's going to spit somebody out of his mouth than Jesus Christ. And the only reason Jesus is going to spit you out is because you are lukewarm. Your life is like this. Your life... Some of you, when your parents tell me your issues, I wonder, is it Juanita who sings here? Is this same Juanita who sings? Is she the one the mother is talking about like this? Do you understand? So he said that, I'm going to spit you out. Jesus, may Jesus never spit us out. I said, may Jesus never spit us out. Yeah. I'm going to spit you out of my mouth because you are lukewarm. The only reason I'm going to do that is because you are lukewarm. From today, may we learn to live one life. Hosea chapter 7, verse 8. I'm showing you the dangers of having double lives. Young people, you should take this particular preaching seriously. Hosea 7, verse 8.
The Lord says.
And the Lord said. Another one. This is God say. He said, the Lord say.
The people of Israel are like a half-baked loaf of bread.
The people of Israel are like a half-baked loaf of bread. Half-baked.
They rely on the nations around them.
King James. Anybody with King James should go for do NIV. Let me hear. Do NIV. Let me hear NIV. I'm preaching. Mm-hmm.
Hosea 7 verse 8.
Yes.
Ephraim mixes with the nations.
Ephraim mixes. You see, one of the things that can make you live a dweller is when you mix with people. You mix. Upper down for four. Yeah. Look, when you are in church, your friends should be people in the church. You mix with people. Some of you mix easily. Yeah. You mix. Every mixes with the people. Yes. So, what happens when you mix with people?
Ephraim is a flat loaf, not turned over.
Flat loaf, not. I want King James. King James described this as a cake, not turned. How many of you have fried egg before? And you have not turned it. You see that the part that faces the frying pan, it has bent. The top is not cooked. You see the yolk and the water. That is how your life is. A cake not turned. Because you mix with the people. Duality. May we never live a dual life. Let me give you 10 examples of a dual life. Or 10 types of dual life. Yeah. Number one. But I won't give you all. We'll just do like one, then we close. Number one. Separated and unequally yoked. Separated and unequally yoked. Separated and unequally yoked. Yoked. Listen, when you are a Christian, you are separated. Let me tell you, there is no life better than living a Christian life. You see the people you see on TV who deceive you. You see them holding 3 mobile phones, 4 mobile phones, they drink and all that. They don't enjoy any life.
Yeah.
When we say you are separated, it means that you you have actually given your life and your all to God. Look, it's possible to be a young person and do well in life. Very possible. You don't have to live a double life. I'm telling you, you don't have to live a double life. Matthew 23, verse 28. I'll be closing very soon so that we can get ready for second service. This service has come to stay. Even if I come and it's one person, I'll still preach. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men. You understand? Ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Jesus said it. It's Jesus who said it. Jesus said it. You should see the things Jesus is saying about people. You see, when somebody is passionate about something, he talks about the thing all the time. You see that the government has come. They're always talking about corruption. Corruption, who touch the people, who put them into special prosecutor, who put them into jail, and then. Separated and unequally yoked. There are many ways in which people practice quality. Jesus' strongest rebuke were for those who practice this particular form of deception. It is a particular evil that we must all fight against. So, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, he said, wherefore, come out from among them. That is, you are separated. Come out from among them. Come out from those foolish boys. Come out from the foolish girls. Come out. Come out. Yesterday, we had pastors retreat here. And I was telling them that, you see, people who don't have fathers, their lives are different. Look, there must be somebody who shout at you. Oh, yes. There must be. Your father has not shouted at you before. Yeah. Hey, stupid boy, come on. Your father has not shouted at you before. Yeah. Some of the father, they don't shout to slap. One time I heard on the TV, certain woman B, she said she's called gender activist or something. She said that, if you beat children, you dumping their soul. I said, what? Like, our souls have been dumping long time. Do you know how they beat us? Yeah, so they shouldn't beat the children when they do something. They should use some word. He said, next time, don't do that again. Next time, don't do that again. Doesn't change any child. Next time, if they are beating you still, you are stealing. They've beaten you still. They have been insulting people. Yeah. Come out from among them. That means that you are separated. And be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. For I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. Separate yourself. Separate yourself from those unbeliever boys in the class. Separate yourself from those foolish girls in the area. Be separated and unequally yoked. You are separated, you come to church, but those people, unequally yoked, mean that you are tied with them. Hey, we should see you. Your best friend is Abdullah. Your best friend. Your best friend has been sorting the church and has been sorting the pastor. It's your best friend. Yeah. Are you still here? Yeah. Samson was a perfect example of somebody with a dweller. Samson, who? So, you see, that's what I'm saying, that even though you are a Christian, go to Judges chapter 14. Even though you are a Christian, you are not exempted from this topic. Even though you sing in the choir, you are still not exempted from this topic. That's where you can get Samson's story. Judges chapter 14. Quick. See if the screen were working. Yes, start.
Samson went down to
Timnah.
Yes.
No, this was chapter what? Chapter 14. Go to, so Samson went down to Timnah. Okay. So, what happened to Samson? Okay, continue.
And saw there a young Philistine woman.
Okay.
When he returned, mm-hmm. he said to his father and mother, I have seen a Philistine woman in Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife.
Yes. King James said, therefore get her for me to wife. That's what King James said. When you read the account of Samson was a Nazarite. They said he shouldn't cut his hair. If you cut his hair, you have worried him. We all know about the story of Samson and Delilah. Yeah. He shouldn't cut his hair. We've told you. Don't work with bad boys. Don't work with bad boys. We've told you, stop stealing. I've been saying this story all the time. When I was there deep into the night around 10:30, 11. I had a call from one of our bishops. And he asked, do you know a boy by this name? I said, no, I don't know anybody like that. Nobody. So they said the boy is in your church. I said, oh, me? My church members, I know everybody's name. Everybody's name is on my phone right now. They say he's in the main church. I said, no problem. I said, what about him? They said, oh, he's in Sotun police station. He has gone to steal his boss money. I am telling you, Samson was somebody that was separated. We said they shouldn't cut his hair and all that. Separated. When you read the account of Samson, Samson was a judge. Samson was an anointed man of God. Somebody, before they gave birth to him, an angel came to announce his birth. You, that you are looking at my face. Which angel, your father didn't, your mother didn't know she was pregnant. Your father said he wasn't the one. You have to have some family meeting before your father said, okay, he has accepted and all that. Samson, an angel, came to announce his birth. He cried. He led a double life. So be careful. They shouldn't use something to cut. Because that was the source of his strength. Hey. Am I shouting too much? I have to preach because it's been a long time I preach like this. He was an anointed man of God, yet he wanted to play with worldly pleasures. Worldly. Hey, you have gone for a party. Somebody has drank Guinness. Small has left. Small. You have gone for disposable cups and you have poured all the small one inside. Guinness, small. Club, small, Fanta. You have mixed the thing. You are playing with worldly pleasures. Walking on the floor. Somebody has smoked cigarette. Aka asie no kakra. Udieja. Just say, Jesus Christ. You are playing with worldly pleasures. Your friend B has come to tell that we should go and steal headmasters. We should go and steal headmaster's books in the office. I followed him. Yeah. Stupid girl in your class have come to tell you that let's write letters to the boys. Let's write letters to the boys and tell them that we love them. At your age, 12-year-old girl, you are writing letters to boys. Yeah. One of the girls who recently left. You all know him. Tommy Shubi came and attacked and said, look, I told them, the road you are following, you will not end well. She got angry with me. She said, oh, she wants to leave Safe Church. She wants to go and do Dancing Star. Sunday, when I saw it, when you see the haircut, I said, yes. Yes. Abena is sikrum. It's not your Abena. When I saw the haircut, I said, yes. You see, sometimes some of these characters, they are in you. You see, but because you are here, no, matana so. So when you get chance to move somewhere, say, yay! I'm going to manifest. That Reverend Ike is not here with me. Yeah. One of the boys who is also smoking. When they asked, he said that, oh, when he was in a Safe Church, it's Reverend Ike who used to, like, it doesn't give him chance. Some of you, when we leave you, if you leave Safe Church tomorrow morning, when we hear of you, you have married three. I've married three with seven children. Just 1 week you have left here. Be careful. Because see, some of the dual lives, you see, we all have the tendency to live a dual life. I want you to understand it. Nobody is exempted. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? Look, all of us, we have the tendency to steal. Govi, you came to church early morning. Nobody, when you came here, do you understand? You have found $1,000 here. Do you understand? I found $1,000 here. You bring it to me. You see his life. Some of it's not $1,000, so 30 pesos. The best show bottle. But we're here, somebody have stolen money from Kayla's bag before. So you see, everybody has the tendency to steal. But you see, if you don't check it, that's what I'm saying, that this dual life, we look at school, there is a lot of opportunity for you to live a dual life. A lot of opportunity for you to live a dual life. Abena, you are welcome. I'm about to close. I knew that you were coming. I said, no. Let me preach one more minute so that we wrap up. Everybody has the tendency to do something bad. You can be Reverend's son. You can be Bishop's daughter. You can be the Archbishop's son. But the tendency to do a bad thing is in you. Have you insulted before? Who taught you how to insult? Nobody. Have you stolen before? Which teacher came to teach you 7 effective ways of stealing? Who taught you? No, nobody. Everybody is prone. So I am telling you that if you don't check the boys, if you don't check the girls, if you don't check the friends, if you don't check the music you listen to, if you don't check the people you work with, before you realize it, you thin out. You be coming to church. Oh. Coming to church doesn't mean anything. Oh. No. Coming to church will not take you to heaven. I'm sorry to tell you this. Coming to church is not an automatic qualification to heaven. You came alone. You came with your mother. With your mother. Isn't you have come alone. But where are your siblings? No, but they don't know we're having first service. Now we do first service. Yeah. They don't know. So you think that, oh, when you come to church, but the arm robbers who come to church. Arm robbers go to church. But you see, even in recent times, I've been so much afraid of church and people that are in the church. You can learn masturbation in church. You can, like the boy I'm telling you, he smokes. The people who are teaching him to smoke are church people. What are you talking about? There was a certain boy in a certain church. I won't mention the name of the church. He started doing gay. The gay partners are church people. What are you talking about? That's why when I see you walking with somebody, I say, on your day. Don't said that then, if you see walking with somebody there, he's doing himself like this. Where I see then, I see things you don't see. Or you don't understand me? The things I hear, you don't even hear half. Yeah. I can tell a certain story. When you see somebody like this, you pass here. Be careful. Because see, in Hosea 7 verse 8, Bible said that when Ephraim mixes himself with the people, he became a cake not turned. So God willing, next week, we'll continue about types of duality. The first one is what? Separated and unequally yoked. Separated, unequally yoked. You see, like in normal life, the people you work with are the people that influence you. Be careful. No, be careful. You have never thought of drinking beer, but a friend says, oh, try it. Oh, say, oh, beer. Beer is not anything. No. Beer is just like malt. Before you see, you are even drinking more than the people who introduce you. Yeah. Unequally yoked. Unequally yoked. Separate. If you are separated, you are separated. No. You are separated. You are separated. Let the people know that you are a Christian. I am a Christian. I don't believe in this. No, I don't believe. I don't believe in it. Yeah. And to end, let me tell you, do not follow fools. Look, a lot of people walking about, they are mad. But there are a lot of mad people. Some of the mad people are even your class teachers. Yeah. Your class teacher is mad, but because of employment, lack of job, he has come to say that he can teach ICT. So they've given him computer that I should teach you people. But like the brain, you can see that some of the things the teachers say, some of you go to school, they crack profane jokes. Teacher, every joke be a man and woman sleeping. Every joke be a sex. Then you see your stupid friend. Hey, say Asante. Say Asante, dear. He like pornography. And you're all laughing for say Asante. May the Lord help you. You see, I'm preaching. Second service, I'll be tired. I won't preach like this. The real service is first. Where's Priscilla? He's not dressing, yeah. Now, then when you meet, first service, come. When we finish, you go and eat, and then we do second service. When you close, you go home. Yeah. Because as for the word of God, you need a lot. You don't like these 2 hours, you can't repeat 2 hours. No. Now, God will be one of the when you come to church, we'll close, we'll go the next morning. So, Pastor, if we don't go and go the next morning, how are you going to go to school? The school you have been going, have you become a doctor? What have you become as you have been going to the school? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The dangers of duality. That's what I'm preaching on. The dangers of duality. And I'm going to be on this topic for a while. Yeah. After that, one of the topics I'm come to preach about is called poison. Yeah, the title of the preaching is called poison. Poison. You should run away. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Lift up your hands and begin to pray for yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you so that you don't live a dual life. So that you don't live a double life. A double life. So many people are living double lives. So many people. But you are praying to the Lord that the Lord should help you. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Go for use the mic and pray.
pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us so that we don't live a dual life, so that we don't live a double life.
May we not be outwardly nice, but inwardly corrupt.
Deliver us, O God.
Help us live.
Deliver us, O God.
Help us live.
Life,
this morning we come before you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We say, Lord, we commit ourselves into your hands. We pray, O God, that may we not live double lives as young people. May we live a life that is acceptable to you. We pray, we ask for your guidance. We pray for your spirit. The Lord, help us so that we become separated. And Lord, we will live a life that is pleasing to you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.